Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And joining us now is Bob Vandalin, a retired sergeant, first-class Army paratrooper from the Korean War. Bob, thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
And happy Veterans Day to you, and also Bob Chevalier of Bedford, Virginia, who's a retired Navy Master Chief Petty Officer from the Vietnam War. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, happy Veterans Day to both of you, Bobs. And I guess to both of you, I would ask, how has Veterans Day changed in the way it's celebrated in your community in your lifetime? Bob Vandalin?
Well, in my community, there's still school programs and all that honor veterans and invite all the people from the community to come and to talk about Veterans Day and to honor those who have served.
And Bob Chevalier, how about in your lifetime?
Well, I remember parades, and I don't see too much of that anymore. But of course, the programs that Bob is talking about, they have those, and. But I don't see too much. And haven't been around Bedford for that many years. They don't have the parades like we used to when I was a kid.
You know, the World War II era was a draft era. The Vietnam era was a draft era. And it seemed that at those times, more of American society was involved in direct military service. Do you think the all-volunteer Army has marginalized Veterans Day in some sense, Bob Chevalier?
I think it might be.
How about you, Bob Vandalin?
I think so, too. I think, though, now that the people are beginning to honor the military once again, which they had not done, particularly during the Vietnam War.
And, of course, we have two wars underway now. We have conflicts in Afghanistan and in Iraq right now, and many families will be celebrating Veterans Day or commemorating Veterans Day with a loved one actually in active combat service. Bob, we've just completed an election where there was some extensive discussion of national service for all citizens. Bob Vandalin, do you think that's a practical suggestion?
I've always felt that every young man should serve their country in the military, at least 6 months active duty and a year and a half inactive duty.
And young women? And young women, Bob?
No, I don't include women in that.
Really? I don't want you to get in trouble today. But
I probably will.
There you go. Well, you're in trouble now. Bob Chevalier, what do you think about national service?
I agree, and have always felt that way, that there should be some sort of tie to the patriotism that you should foster for your country. But I would include women in that. They don't have to be in combat roles, of course, but if they want to be on the front line, so be it.
Well, and that's one difference between the Korean War generation and the Vietnam War generation. I want to thank both of you for joining us on Veterans Day, and the best to you in the celebrations in your community there. Both of you are in Mineta, Virginia, and Bedford, Virginia. Bob and Bob,
well,
thanks for being with us.
We both do duty here at the D-Day Memorial.
Well, happy Veterans Day, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Bob Vandalin and Bob Chevalier, veterans of the Korean and Vietnam conflict.